You're listening to a programme from BBC Radio 4.
Brain of Britain, the nationwide general knowledge contest, chaired by Russell Davis.
Hello, you join us once again at the Radio Theatre in London for our second Brain of Britain semi-final of 2016. In half an hour's time, we'll know who's joining Mike Clark in the grand final next month. Three of the competitors today are heat winners, and they're joined by another of the top-scoring runners-up over the past 3 months. Let's meet them again.
Hello, my name is Jane Cooper. I'm a teacher and writer, and I come from Edinburgh.
Hello. I'm Rob Greenhill. I'm a mature student and student union officer from Leicester.
Hello, my name's Mike Porter. I'm a university lecturer from Haddenham in Buckinghamshire.
Hi, I'm David Sims. I'm a tennis coach and I currently live in Liverpool.
Welcome all four of you. I won't need to run through the rules as you're all experts by now. Do just remember not to flash your lights at me for a bonus until the question is clearly opened up to the remaining three players. We have to be especially strict in the semi-finals about people jumping the gun. Good luck, everyone. You start the first round today, Jane Cooper. In the 1970s BBC TV sitcom The Good Life, the lead characters Tom and Barbara had the surname Good. What was the surname of their neighbours, Jerry and Margot?
Ledbetter.
Yes, played so memorably by Paul Eddington and Penelope Keith. A 40-metre-high stainless steel statue of which ruler presides over pastures east of Ulaanbaatar?
Genghis Khan?
Yes. The climactic section of Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture, incorporating cannon shots, commemorates which battle on Russian soil?
Austerlitz.
No. Rob Greenhill?
Borodino.
In September 1812, yes. There are various ways of achieving the cannon effects in concert performance. The best I've seen was a police sergeant firing a starting pistol into a dustbin. Very, very loud. Rob Greenhill, John Johnson of Netherdale in Yorkshire was the pseudonym given by a man arrested in November 1605. By what name is he better known?
Guy Fawkes.
Yes, the date does rather give him away. The Wanamaker Trophy is awarded to the winner of which golf tournament?
US Masters?
No. David Sims?
We'll try the USPGA.
The USPGA is the right one to try, yes. Rodman Wanamaker was the proprietor of Wanamaker's department stores, much later absorbed into Macy's. Mike Porter, which building, said to be the largest public building constructed in the UK in the 20th century, was once described by Prince Charles as looking like an academy for secret policemen?
The National Theatre.
No. David Sims?
The MI5 headquarters.
That is an academy for secret policemen. No, no. No. Jane Cooper?
Portcullis House?
No. No more tries. It's the British Library, which became in 2015 one of the youngest buildings to be given Grade 1 listed status for outstanding architectural and historic interest. I think its outstanding books are the real treasures, but never mind. David Sims, Terry Malloy is the protagonist of which 1954 film directed by Elia Kazan?
On the Waterfront.
Played by Marlon Brando. He could have been a contender instead of a bum. Which tennis player's only Grand Slam win was at Wimbledon in 1987 when he beat Ivan Lendl in the final?
Pat Cash.
It was, yes. Fancy you getting that one. It had to happen.
It's a bit of luck, that one.
Yes. Including spaces and contraction marks, what is the maximum number of characters that may be permitted in the name of a British racehorse?
No idea. I'll have to guess here. Should we try 30?
No. Mike Porter?
15.
No. Jane Cooper?
20.
No.
25.
Rob Greenhill? No. 18. A narrow misses there, but 18 is the answer. End of round one. Mike Porter has yet to score, but Rob Greenhill and Jane Cooper have two apiece. David Sims, 3. Very early days as we return to Jane Cooper, who once said of the Second World War, Great Britain provided time, the United States provided money, and Soviet Russia provided blood.
Stalin?
Yes. Comparatively justifiable among his pronouncements, I suppose. The Roman aqueduct, known as the Pont du Gard, was originally built to deliver water to which city in the south of France? Its modern name, or Latin, if you prefer.
Marseille.
No. David Sims.
Arles.
Not Arles. Mike Porter.
Avignon.
No. Rob Greenhill.
Nîmes.
Nîmes. Yeah. Well done. Yes, it was. I walked across the top of it once. I would never dream of doing that now. Terrifying. Rob Greenhill, named after the Dutch-born American astronomer who proposed its existence in 1951, which region of the solar system is thought to be the source of comets that orbit the sun with periods of less than 20 years?
The Kuiper Belt?
The Kuiper Belt, after Gerard Kuiper, you're right. The adjective enteric refers to which part of the body?
The stomach or intestines.
Would you care to make a choice between those? Mm.
Stomach.
No. Jane Cooper?
I'm going to say intestines.
Yeah, you're going to say intestines. Do you know, something told me you would, and you're right. Yes, Mike Porter, a Japanese haiku poem is traditionally based on how many syllables?
17.
Yes, that is correct. Which poet who died in Missolonghi in Greece in 1824 provided the middle name of the Hollywood film star James Dean?
Byron.
Yes, he was James Byron Dean. Byron himself, of course, was George Gordon, 6th Baron Byron. At the 2016 awards held in February this year, the Grammy for the year's best album went to Taylor Swift for her most recent album, whose title is The Year in Which She Was Born. Which year?
1989.
Perfect answer. Yes. Well, was that a guess? You're right. What is the name of the black-bearded scientist created by Conan Doyle, who first appeared in the 1912 novel The Lost World?
I don't know.
All right. David Sims?
Professor Challenger.
Yes, Professor George Edward Challenger. David Sims, your question. Which Welsh songwriter and actor, these days commemorated in the name of an annual award, wrote the dialogue for the 1932 film Tarzan the Ape Man?
Oh, God.
It wasn't him, no.
No idea, I don't know. Dylan Thomas.
No. Jane Cooper?
Ivor Novello.
Yes, it was, strangely. Ivor Novello. And gosh, these scores have tightened up a good deal. Mike Porter has 3, Rob Greenhill and David Sims 4 each, Jane Cooper 5. Now, Jane Cooper, it's a new round and you get a piece of music with your next question, and it's a very recent pop hit. But before you despair, have a listen and I'll ask you the question afterwards.
We're a fast car. I want us to get to anywhere. Maybe we'll make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. I've been working at a convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. You got a fast car. So fast enough so we can fly away. We're gonna make a decision. Live tonight or die this way.
Fast Car by Jonas Blue and Dakota is a new recording of a worldwide hit from 1988, written and originally sung by an American singer who first caught the public's attention with a performance at the 70th birthday tribute concert for Nelson Mandela at Wembley Stadium. Who was that singer-songwriter?
Tracy Chapman.
Yes. Esch sur Alzette, Differdange and Pétange are towns or cities in which country?
Switzerland.
No. Worth a guess, someone? Mike Porter?
Italy.
No. David Sims?
Luxembourg.
Yes, that's a good guess. Yes, Luxembourg is right. Rob Greenhill, we come to you. For what do the letters MRI stand, as in an MRI scan?
Magnetic resonance imaging.
Correct, yes. The notorious murder of Mariah Martin, which became known as the murder in the Red Barn, took place in which decade?
1810s?
No. Jane Cooper?
1830s?
No. David Sims?
1920s?
No. Yes, Mike Porter?
1840s?
No, it was the 1820s, I'm sorry to say. 1827 in Polstead in Suffolk. Martin, described by one source as a mole catcher's daughter of loose morals, was murdered by William Corder. As a mole catcher's grandson, I rather take exception to that, but still, never mind. Mike Porter, which classic crime novel by James M. Cain, filmed seven times, but most famously in 1946, was originally going to be entitled Barbecue?
I haven't a clue.
Mm-hmm. Rob Greenhill.
The postman always rings twice.
Yes, right answer. The publishers Knopf hated the title Barbecue, and they hated The Postman Always Rings Twice even more, but the author stuck with it. David Sims, who was the designer of the Morris Minor motor car?
Issigonis?
Yes, Sir Alec Issigonis. Yes, designed the Mini Minor in 1959 as well. Usually represented by lowercase n, what term is given to the ratio of the velocity of light in a standard medium to its velocity in a specified medium?
Oh, goodness. Momentum?
No. Mike Porter?
Refractive index.
Exactly right. Refractive index. End of another round. The scores are being totted up now, and here they are. This is rather interesting. Mike Porter has 4. Everyone else has 6. Well, it's time, as usual around this point in the quiz, and what an interesting point, to let our competitors sit back for a moment or two and take their fingers off the button. I'd like them to combine their brain power in attempting to answer 2 questions from a Brain of Britain listener who sent them to us in an attempt to beat the brains. Today's questions came in by email to brainofbritain@bbc.co.uk from Rod Warrington in Upton near Chester. If our brains can't deal adequately with Mr. Warrington's questions, then he'll win himself a small token of our esteem. So, here goes with the first of Rod Warrington's questions, which is, where in London will you find the Ayrton Light?
Could we spell Ayrton, please?
Yes, A-Y-R-T-O-N.
Well, it's
going to
be possibly something to do with Ayrton Senna, maybe.
It's the only thing that occurs to me.
So, are there any race courses?
I don't think there are any racing circuits in London. Not near enough.
The Brazilian embassy, maybe.
It's not... I'm wondering if it's not Ayrton Senna. I'm wondering if it's a light on top of something like the light on top of Broadcasting House.
Why would that be called Ayrton?
Because it could have been named after a Mr. Ayrton. It doesn't have to be Ayrton Senna.
I'm easy. What if people feel that Ayrton Senna possibly...
I don't know.
Shall we try the Brazilian embassy? We'll try the Brazilian embassy.
Mm-hmm. No, I fear not. You should have followed Jane Cooper. She was right. It is at the top of something. It's in the clock tower of the Houses of Parliament. It's the lantern in the top of the tower which is lit when either house is sitting after dark. It's named after Acton Smee Ayrton, the Liberal MP and first Commissioner of Works in the 1870s. So no racing driver he. Never mind. Question 2. When Big Ben, strictly the hour bell, has been out of action on various occasions down the years, another bell has been used instead for the broadcast time signal. Which bell would that be?
I'm afraid I can't. I don't know.
I haven't a clue on this one.
I've got a feeling it's some cathedral that steps in and gets patched in, but I couldn't tell you which one.
Okay, so let's see.
Cathedral.
Oh, hang on. We could try it. Could be St. Paul's, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah. Or... one of the regional ones, just for kind of inclusivity. I don't know.
Go on, the other guy, go on.
Go on, we ignored you last time. You know.
We think it's a regional cathedral, but we don't really know which one.
What a pity you'd said that. You got it right first time. It was St. Paul. It's Great Tom in St. Paul's Cathedral. Yes, so well done, Rod Warrington. You did succeed in beating the brains twice, actually, and you can win a book token prize and this positively clangorous round of applause. You were very close at the end of that discussion, I must say. We may be at the semi-final stage, but with not many weeks to go in this current series, but do keep sending us your Beat the Brains question ideas. You can email them to brainofbritain@bbc.co.uk, or if pen and paper are more your cup of tea, you can address them to Brain of Britain, BBC Dock House, Media City, Salford, M52LH. We're always happy to receive them, even when we're not actually on the air. Right, back to the contest, and back to you, Jane Cooper. John the Blind, King of Bohemia, who had become completely blind by 1340 and yet fought at the Battle of Crecy a few years later, had a motto which is still in use today. What was that motto?
No.
Out of time. David Sims?
Ich dien,
yes, meaning I serve. It's said the motto was adopted by Edward the Black Prince in memory of John, who was killed in the battle. Future members of the royal family who held the title of Prince of Wales went on to use the motto, Ich dien. Right, Rob Greenhill, time for a music question for you now. This is a piece from Act Two of a 19th century ballet, one of a series of so-called character dances in that ballet. It's entitled Chocolate or Spanish Dance, and I'd like you to tell me the title of the ballet. Giselle, no. Jane Cooper.
Nutcracker?
Yes, Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky. Not as easy as it sounds, because that particular tune was one that didn't find its way into the famous Nutcracker suite. Mike Porter, in which British city might you once often have heard something old-fashioned or unstylish described as ant-wacky?
Bristol.
No. David Sims?
Let's try Liverpool.
Yes, these keep coming your way, don't they? You're right. Yes, it's Scouse slang, thought to come from a deliberate mispronunciation of antique. David Sims, your question. While flotsam is wreckage or cargo floating on the surface, and jetsam is material thrown overboard and washed ashore, what five-letter word is the equivalent for material lying on the seafloor?
I'm not sure. Let's have a guess, I suppose. Trove or something like that, maybe?
No. Yeah. Jane Cooper?
Wreck.
Nope. Any more tries? No. It's called lagan, or occasionally ligan. L-A-G-A-N. End of another round. Here are the scores. Mike Porter, 4 points. Rob Greenhill, 6. Jane Cooper, 7. David Sims, 8. Well, now, this is one of the closest we've had. Jane Cooper, back to you. Israel's southern district is dominated by which desert region that stretches to the port city of Eilat in the south?
The Sinai?
No. Rob Greenhill?
The Negev.
And the Negev Desert, yes. Your question. What would an oarsman on an ancient Greek trireme be most likely to do with his hyperesion?
Wear it?
No. Jane Cooper?
Sit on it?
Yes, it was the cushion on his seat. He would indeed sit on it. Mike Porter, here's some music for you, a folk song which has been recorded by literally hundreds of performers. The singer we're about to hear started out in folk music, but is better known as a pop singer and stage performer with noted roles in Spend, Spend, Spend and Blood Brothers. Can you tell me who this is?
Oh, my young love said to me, my mother won't mind, and my father won't slight you for your lack of kind. And he stepped away from me, and this
I don't recognise that voice at all.
OK, fair enough. Jane Cooper.
Barbara Dixon.
Yes, singing She Moves Through the Fair. David Sims, rickets is a bone disease which can be caused by a deficiency of which vitamin?
D.
Yes. The title character of which novel, first published in 1922, is an inhabitant of Zenith, a city in the fictional American state of Winnemac?
Superman?
No. Mike Porter?
The Great Gatsby?
No. No more tries? No. It's Babbitt in the novel by Sinclair Lewis. For decades, A. Babbitt remained a popular descriptive term for a boring conformist. End of another round. Mike Porter, 4. Rob Greenhill, 7. Jane Cooper and David Sims, 9. Wow, on we go with trepidation. Jane Cooper, the coronation chair in Westminster Abbey was constructed during the reign of which monarch?
Henry II.
No. David Sims?
Edward I.
Edward I is right. It was made to contain the Stone of Scone, yeah, captured from the Scots in 1296 and returned in 1996. Rob Greenhill, Greta Garbo twice played the title character of which 19th century novel? The first time being in a 1927 silent film.
Anna Karenina?
Yes, the silent 1927 version was entitled Love. The Castel Sant'Angelo in Rome was originally built as a tomb for which Roman emperor?
Augustus?
Not Augustus. David Sims?
We'll go with Nero.
No? Any more emperors? Yes, Jane Cooper?
Hadrian?
Hadrian is right, yes. Various other uses over the years have included fortress and prison. Mike Porter, what in 1983 did Gerald Kaufman MP describe as the longest suicide note in history? Out of time. Jane Cooper?
The Labour Manifesto.
The Labour Party's general election manifesto, yes. It was called The New Hope for Britain, but a forlorn hope, as it turned out. David Sims, the pianist Dame Myra Hess held the torch high for classical music in Great Britain during the Second World War, especially through her recitals at the National Gallery in London. Which piano piece does she perform here?
To get on classical music, we go Ina Kleiner Lark's music.
No. Sorry, Rob Greenhill?
Fiorelli's.
By Beethoven, yes. A piece which must be the worldwide title holder for piano piece most often heard with mistakes in it, I would think, or even piano piece most likely to come to a complete halt. One almost expects it to. Yep, that's the right answer to that, and that is the end of the round. Mike Porter has 4 now, Rob Greenhill, 9, David Sims, 10, Jane Cooper, 11. And this is the final round of the contest, folks. And we go back to Jane Cooper. What was the name of the citizen whose home movie is regarded as the most accurate record of President Kennedy's assassination in 1963?
Zapruder.
Abraham Zapruder, yes. The footage is known as the Zapruder film. Which famous literary work published between 1954 and 55 is the late Bernard Levin describing here? One of the most remarkable works of literature in our or any time. It is comforting in this troubled day to be once more assured that the meek shall inherit the earth.
Of Mice and Men?
No. David Sims?
We'll try The Grapes of Wrath.
No. Yes, Mike Porter.
Animal Farm.
No. The Lord of the Rings. And Rob Greenhill, we come to you. In the Old Testament, what was the first of the 10 plagues of Egypt?
Flies?
No. Davidson?
Locusts?
No. Mike Porter?
Frogs?
No. All good plagues, but not the one in question. Jane Cooper?
Locusts?
No. It was the waters of Egypt, the Nile, in other words, turning into blood. Mike Porter, in which activity would you use a treble, an Aberdeen, and a sport circle?
Curling.
No. David Sims.
Archery.
No. Must have some guesses. No. Okay. Angling. They're types of hook. Sea angling in particular. David Sims, what is the English name for the cathedral town known in Welsh as Aberhonddu?
St. Asaph?
No. Jane Cooper?
St. David's?
No. Mike Porter?
Brecon.
Brecon is right, yes. A cathedral town only since 1923. Not a big one either. 8,000 or so people, I think. There we are. That's all there is, meaning that at the end of the second semi-final of Brain and Britain 2016, the final scores are Mike Porter, 5. Rob Greenhill, 9. David Sims, 10. Jane Cooper, 12. So, after all that, it is Jane Cooper who'll be back to compete in the final for the 2016 Brain of Britain title. Congratulations to her, and very warm thanks to the others for a terrific contest today and very, very creditable performances across the whole series. Next week at the same time, we'll be back with the third of our four semi-finals. I hope you'll be able to join us. Until then, goodbye.
You can download many more BBC Radio 4 programmes for free. Find these at bbc.co.uk/radio4.